Blind Cool Tech. We're fun.
Well, I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Hello.
And blindness.
Ah, God.
Who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hello to everybody. This is Darren Duff, coming to you from beautiful Morristown, New Jersey, at the Seeing Eye. And I'm currently in my dorm room, which is very echoey, and the Olympus's auto gain is probably having loads and loads of fun with this. as I am putting my Olympus into my pocket, I'm getting ready to do an outing here. What we're going to do, I'm going to go out with my instructor and my fellow classmate Tony on a ride in the car. We're going to use we're using a sighted assistant as a driver because Brian's blind as well. He has a dog, and Tony has a dog, and I have a dog, of course. And we're going to go for a ride and use street talk in the car today. So we are not using our dogs. So what I'm going to do here is start off by checking the time. I think it's about time to head downstairs. 10 to 1 Eastern time here. So I'll go ahead and get the packmate ready to go. I'm going to unplug the GPS here. So I have the unit charging. Actually, I don't have anything charging. I take that back. I decided not to charge my packmate because I was still at 86%. So I have not charged my packmate. I will do that tonight. Because we actually, I'll try to give you a tour of the place after a little while, but right now we're just going to try to go out and do some things here. So I don't have a still learning where stuff is in my room. I just picked up Kenya's harness, and he is walking over to me. Gonna get in harness here. Get the leash off the door. Come on, bud, harness up. And stick his head through the harness. Buckle the leash on the collar. And buckle the harness around his middle. Yes, I know. Thank you for those kisses, buddy. Ready to go for a trip? We're going to go downstairs and wait on our instructor and our fellow student. And I don't think they mind if I podcast this. I will get permission before I post. So it's good to be back home. I'll just go ahead and say that. It's good to be back home here at the Seeing Eye. And it feels like home. So anyway, we have our GPS. GlobalSat BT338 receiver and the packmate loaded with street talk, my Bluetooth card, and my compact flash card, which has a map of the whole state of New Jersey. And I'm just adjusting my mics, and we're going to take off here. Let's open the door and take a walk downstairs. Come on, Kenya. Let's go forward. Good talk. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I got my battery status back.
You did? What'd you do?
Warm reset. Again.
Oh, and it worked?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Go figure. But hey, what time are we supposed to leave?
1.
Okay. You know what?
What?
I brought my dog. I don't know how to get downstairs without my dog. I'm thinking about podcasting this too. Because we're just going to be riding around, you know? So.
Let's see, as far as you getting downstairs, well, you can drop them off, and I have to go downstairs because my room is there, and I could guide you downstairs.
That'd be hilarious. I guess. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. And,
okay, let me go drop him off then.
Okay.
I forgot, and I harnessed you up, and I'm just so used to bringing you everywhere, buddy.
I know, right?
You funny boy. Yeah, you wet. Oh, don't wag your tail. That makes me sad. All right, let's take you back to the room. Let's go back to the room. Okay, we'll be back. Or I'll be back. Aw, let's go right. That's it. Let's go back to the room, bud. We weren't going to bring our dogs on this trip, and I completely forgot. Just goes to show you, man, when you get a guide dog, you're carrying them around with you. How about all over the place, and so you don't... There's Kenya's Nyla bone in the floor. I just kicked it. You don't think twice about harnessing him up and taking him with you, but... But for this class, we're just going to be riding in the car, so the instructor wanted us to... come here. You're not going this time. I'm sorry. That's a good dog. You have your bone. Your Nyla bone, and your mat's there, so you can lay down. And I'm going to put you on tie down. And I usually don't put Kenya on tie down because he doesn't require it. He's such a good boy. But, you know, you get so used to these guys going everywhere you go. And then when you don't take them... You're not supposed to take them. And the instructor tells you you're not supposed to bring them. You're just going to be riding in the car, and it provides more room. You don't have the dogs with you. It's not... Okay, go to your mat. Or go to your place. He goes to his mat. Down. Down. Good boy. Lay down, okay? I'll see you in a little bit. I love you. I love you, buddy. I love you, buddy boy. Be good boy. Rest. So, we're leaving Kenya in the room and closing the door. I can't find the door. Gosh. I feel naked without my dog. Okay, closing the door. And we're gonna try to... Holy cow, I feel weird without my dog.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like...
Naked?
Totally insecure.
Do you feel like part of your left arm
is... Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It is so weird. And I was just saying that that's the way it is when you have a guide dog, you just forget that you're not supposed to take him.
All right.
You taking your dog back to the room?
Yeah.
Can you guide me, really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Pose four.
How awkward is this? Wow. Yeah. She cool with guiding two people? Maybe?
Yeah, she's done it before.
They are.
Okay.
Okay.
Oops. That's okay, it's not your fault.
Okay.
Don't.
Yeah, that'll be good.
It's not really her fault either.
Yeah, he wouldn't be happy.
Yep, there it is. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, we're here.
Posing forward.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Uh-oh. We're supposed to not bring our dogs, and I don't know my way downstairs without my dog, so she's guiding me.
Okay.
I forgot and harnessed him up. It's so easy to just yeah, because it's like clockwork.
Yeah.
Good girl. Wow, she's okay. Good. All right, I guess I'll just wait on you guys at the front entrance.
Okay.
I can probably wing it from here.
Okay.
I think so.
Aaron, you want an arm down there?
Sure, that might be good.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, thanks.
Do we leave the doors open?
I closed mine. So whatever you feel, I guess. Thanks.
You want a seat in the lobby?
Yeah, it's fine. That's fine.
All
right. Wow, I feel so weird without my dog.
Yeah, I bet.
Like part of my left arm is missing. All right, yeah, this is good. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Sure, no problem. See you later.
Yep.
Your visitor started too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what we got here is... Let's see. Get out my compact flash card. It has Street Talk on it. Power of the pack, mate. Stick the flash card in like that on the today screen.
Start heading today.
So I'm going to go to Street Talk.
Street Talk.
I'll press enter.
They
like that front door, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
They all do that. All the dogs like to try to go out the front door because I think they're going on routes. Even Kenya still does it.
Street Talk, which makes the designated GPS application accessible, provides map improvements and other data for the use of the global positioning system GPS for the use of visual near and manual. The GPS is operated by the government of the United States, which is solely responsible for its accuracy and maintenance. Caution, it is the user's responsibility to use this product prudently. This product is intended to be used only as a travel aid and must not be used for any purpose requiring precise measurement or direction, distance, location, identification of hazards or topography. Sweet Talk is a navigation aid and is not intended to replace mobility tools such as a cane or guide dogs. Sweet Talk cannot provide information about such things as hazards along the route, weather conditions, or any other aspects of the traveler's physical environment. The user assumes complete responsibility to exercise caution and good mobility practices while operating Sweet Talk. The user agrees that Freedom Scientific is not responsible for any improper use of Sweet Talk or any consequences arising therefrom. Sweet Talk output windows. Sweet Talk user agreement dialogue. I agree.
And I just let it read that dialogue for your benefit. That's exactly what it is a mobility aid, and it's not intended to take the place of your cane, sighted guide, or a guide dog. And those of you who can understand my speech, I hope you can. I'm not going to slow my speech down for this podcast.
Enter. Welcome to Sweet Talk, your map position, City Morristown, Sweet Washington, Valley Road, number 16. Edit.
16, okay. So I'm going to open a route.
Choose a route dialog, route list box, all built on DGR, what the one?
Old Mill, yeah. Hello.
Hola.
Sweet Talk trip window. How do we include this 223 voice?
See, now I can't understand that for anything.
Oh, that's not as fast as I usually have it.
Oh, please. I'm totally lost with that.
That's cool. After 20 years, you usually have it.
And my friend Christina, she just what did they say?
So we made a place to from a restaurant called McKenzie's to a place called Old Mill Inn. It's another restaurant, and this is the route we're going to take.
Your map position, City Metro, Main Street, number 84.
Main Street.
How do you include the 223 Morristown Road?
Which is another restaurant.
Route directions begin here. Your total distance to travel is 6.04
miles. 6.04
miles,
that's not too bad.
Street on East Main Street slash County Road 510 slash RT24 and travel southwest for 243 before 10 Wind Road slash County Road 646. Turn left on 10 Wind Road slash County Road 646 and travel for 4.24 miles. Turn right on Mount Temple Avenue slash US 202 and travel for 1.75 miles.
I'm just arrowing down the display here.
Arrive at destination on Morristown Road slash US 202.
Okay, so it's really not that. Really not that bad. Okay, we're just gonna wait on them to come back. That was David Liu and our instructor. And we'll just sit here and wait on them to come back. We're in the lobby, which the chair I'm sitting in, there is the main door of the Seeing Eyes to my left, about 6 feet. And to my right is a huge brick fireplace, which really puts out some heat in the wintertime. And it's really nice. So I think what we'll do, you know what, I forgot to get a backup battery for my Olympus. Well, we'll hope it lasts. We'll just wait on our crew to get here. Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
Hey man, how are you doing, all right?
Nothing
better, so.
Thank
you. Hello.
Hey.
You made it.
I do not like this.
I know. It's not fun, is it?
Oh, my God.
We could take our dogs and let them ride in the car. What's up?
Can't we?
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
I feel bad. I left her in the room with the radio on, and she kept getting up like she was going to go.
You didn't tie her down?
I did tie her down, yeah.
Because I tied him down and closed the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought her tie down from home, and I just attached it to their one.
Yeah. See, I already had two.
Yeah.
So I had him take mine. He's got two tie downs, his mutt mat and his nylon bone. So if
she doesn't have any toys. She doesn't play with toys though.
Really? She doesn't play with anything?
I have toys.
Wow.
So I'm hoping
she'll do it. Yeah. She'll be fine. If she's tied down, she'll be fine. You get all the paper and stuff she can tear up out of reach.
Yep.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah,
she'll be fine. She'll be cool. Kenya, he'll be fine. I'm thinking about podcasting this. It'll be cool. So you heard my other Street Talk podcast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of it? Did you get to hear the whole thing?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was good.
It was kind of cool. I just wanted to kind of go over the menus and stuff, and I couldn't wait to do this, so I hope they don't mind. I'll get permission before I post it, but...
Yeah.
But I got my mics, and I got the recorder and everything, so... Do you? About your dog?
Yeah. Like,
strange, isn't it?
This is unnatural.
I know it is. And I like my cane skills are so bad now because I used a dog for so long. When I retire, Kenya, oh God, I hate to think of it, but when I retire, I will have to immediately come back and get another dog.
Yeah.
I just... So how was it for you retiring your first dog?
It was hard.
I bet it was.
I was like, I don't know, he can still work at really, he can't.
Did you cry?
No, because I knew I was going to see him.
Oh, what? Did you keep him?
Yeah, because I kept him.
Okay, that's good.
But he passed away 3 months after I got Posey.
So, oh.
Yeah, I was very upset.
Well, at least you had somebody to comfort you.
Yeah, she did a lot of that. She's a really good girl.
Aww. Oh, man, I don't like leaving my dog behind. It sucks.
I know, right? I might mention this in the exit, be like, don't make us leave the dogs.
Yeah.
It just makes me nervous. I don't like to.
Well, I mean, I don't mind. I mean, I know he'll do fine, but.
Yeah. But I can see their point. I mean, if we're not going to use them.
Yeah, but they'd still like to ride. I mean, we'll have more room,
yeah.
You know, without the dogs. Ow, my neck just cracked.
Ooh.
That hurt. David Lou just walked through here. I think he was showing Brian the school or something.
Huh.
Apparently he hasn't been back here in a while.
Oh.
I got to groom my dog today. Have you groomed your dog yet?
No.
Me
either. I thought, there's not
going to
be a lot of downtime, but it looks like I'm going to be long because after this afternoon's thing, then we'll have plenty of time to do
whatever we want. Yeah. I'm going to work on posting this as soon as I get it up, so. It's kind of cool to go, if you want to go back to the computer lab, or if you have a laptop, you can download it. Check it out.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be up until he posts it, but it should be up in a few days. I love podcasting. It's my hobby now. It really is, because I've done so many of them. Oh, really? There are others I did. I did one on the Roomba.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, you know, the Roomba vacuum. I did one on making ringtones for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
See, what's some others I did? I think I did one on a game. I do a lot of gaming. Let's see what time it is. 7 after 1. Where are they?
I think they're coming down the hall now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, here, David, come downstairs.
I was going to ask you something, but I can't remember.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I did one on grooming my guide dog.
Oh.
Cleaned out his ears and all that gross stuff.
Yeah, the ears. What ear wash do you use for him?
As a general purpose cleaner, I use Odecleanse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some cleaner that's supposed to keep out yeast and other stuff, bacteria.
There's this tea tree cleaner I use with her. It's all natural.
Yeah.
Makes your smell like
milk
salad, but it works.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool, yeah.
That's cool. You know, I didn't charge my GPS or my PackMate. My PackMate's still like 86%, so I just.
Oh, mine's at 91. last night.
Oh, I charged mine. Well, see, I've used mine since. I charged it Thursday night. I'm gonna charge it tonight. So.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna charge it unless it's telling me you need to charge it.
I wonder if you take your Braille display off, if that saves battery power.
It probably does, but I don't have a little cup for it.
I can't fit it in my case, even if I did. So.
That's true. It's
for the Braille display, so. I have to spend another $50 to get another case. I might do it. Would you?
No.
If you're me? No, not really.
I'm such a Braille user, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
But I wish there was a way to turn it off, turn the Braille display off when you're not using it. Because I could totally do that.
Yeah. And still leave it attached in
case you need
it.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not that I know of, unless it decides it's not going to play. Yeah, it took like 5 or 6 more resets for me to get my battery status back on today's screen. But then it took something else away, too.
What?
My use Tasks Plus.
Oh, really? Is that like a plug-in or something?
Yeah. It shows your tasks. It gives you more information than the regular.
About your task? Oh, okay.
Then it took it away, so I have to put that back.
Oopsie. You have to do an overhaul. Let's see, I got all kind of goodies from my pack, mate. What do I have? I have a wireless card. I have an Ethernet card. I have a dial-up modem. I have, and these are all compact flash devices. I have a PCI MCA connector for a micro drive. I have a 4 gig micro drive for my PacMate.
Hello, you and Tony and Dan?
Yep.
How are you?
Good.
My name is Scott Houston. I'll be driving you around today. Nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you too.
We can head on down to the Morris Frank room.
Okay.
He was going to be down in a few minutes.
Man, I feel weird without my dog.
I tell you.
We both do. We're like, oh, man. I'm like, I can't make it downstairs. And she's like, well, I'll guide you downstairs.
I thought there was just coming down this hallway. I felt so weird. I was like, okay, Posey's not here to let me know.
I know. What am I going to do? Oh, God.
Well, if we have that crossbar at the end of the hallway, that keeps you from going down.
Yeah, even without your dog.
Yeah, even without your dog. It's held a couple of us up a few times.
Now, that's a little scary.
Yeah. Well,
you're going to be driving.
Yeah,
that's
what happens when you get into a rush. You're like, okay, and you boom. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
Want to go sight a guide?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Great. Can you do one on each arm, or?
Sure. Do you want to come to my left side?
I don't know if you want to do that, Tony, or how you want
to
do it.
I can't have anybody guiding on the left,
because
then I
want to
be, like, forward.
You
want to
show,
just step to the left a little bit here.
I did that to my sister once.
I don't do that. No, I'm not that bad.
You will once you've been working your dog for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm just heading down here towards the dining room. It's in front of us.
Now, the entrance to this room is directly across from the leisure path exit.
Exactly.
Because there's the leisure path, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's on your left.
Right, and so the room is on in, okay.
Past,
when it
right
changes
the
tile, okay.
Right.
Okay, yes, now
right
I understand.
On the tile.
Now I understand.
Right,
okay.
Right here.
See, we couldn't figure out where to go earlier.
Okay. Now right
now I understand.
Is
the
big
table. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This
there
is where
go.
We were this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks, man.
You're more than welcome. We'll be back in a little bit.
All right. Thanks a lot. Here we are again. I wonder what's in this room.
I don't know. Just this big table.
I'm going to walk around and check it out. You know, I want to see that big statue of Morris, Frank, and Buddy before I leave.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, I'm so full. And we're not walking this afternoon. We're riding. I ate that big ham and cheese strudel thing, and it was good.
Yeah, so did I. Everybody else at my table was like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Whatever.
I don't think I'll try
whatever, that. Man. While I'm here, I'm eating like a freaking pig.
One thing I might not eat tonight is the shrimp, because they're having shrimp pasta. I don't like
tonight?
Yeah, I don't do seafood, so.
What else is?
I don't know. I just know shrimp pasta, and I'm like...
I like shrimp, and I like pasta, but I don't know about shrimp pasta. weird. Maybe.
Could be. What wireless card do you use?
Ambicom.
Man, everybody uses that.
What about you?
I don't have any of that.
Really?
I'm asking everybody so I can decide which one I want to get. I want to get the Linksys G.
The,
But I've heard...
SanDisk one, I think is the easiest one.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, I think it's a little more, it requires a little more advanced. You know, I mean, it's not hard. I think you'd be able to do it.
Yeah.
The PacMate's wireless network interface is kind of quirky,
yeah,
but it works.
I've heard that. It's quirky.
I can use GS Player to stream internet audio and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You ever use GS Player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see what the difference is between GS Player and Pocket Player, personally.
GS Player plays more formats.
Mm.
And, it plays OGG. And it plays... I can't get Pocket Player to work on my...
Really?
Oh, GS Player also plays MIDI.
Oh.
You can play MIDI files on your PacMate.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I could probably... If we have time, I could probably... you ever heard of TBRN?
No.
Oh, you should check it out. TBRN.net. It's a radio station. You ever heard of Andre Louis?
Yeah.
He owns the station.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of his music is played on there. And he's a really cool guy. You ever talk to him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
I don't know who he is.
You should listen to my podcast on Team Talk. And it's a voice chat client.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool because you can use... it actually uses 3D position to position people around your earphones and stuff. So you can hear people behind you and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really freaky. It'll freak you out. But Andre has a server, and we all go on there and talk and chat and just goof off and be stupid and stuff. So it's loads of fun. You should check it out. Let's see if I can pull up TBRN radio on the wireless network. If I can get my card connected.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. I guess we're about to leave. Okay, we're leaving. Never mind. Just kidding.
Yeah, just when you start to get something.
Yeah, just when I start to do something cool. I was hooking up my wireless card, but I'll put it back. No, I'll put it back. Fine.
Well, maybe I have time, no time.
Yeah, I'll do it this afternoon. All right. Wi-Fi is the way to go. All right. Oh, I don't have my dog. Oh, I reached down for my dog. Oh, my gosh. You see that?
Okay, well, you want to take my arm? Maybe that arm? Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. Okay.
We're never going to do an about face.
Okay. Huh? Whichever way you want to go. I'm good.
This way, Tony, and then we'll start to head forward now. We're going to walk through the doorway now. Be careful. There's just push guards.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On either side.
Yeah.
We're going to go to that.
Crash bars.
You see, we're going back the way we came.
Okay. So, do that to us. All right.
And we're going to spin you around three times until you see if you can get out there.
Click your heels. You know.
Exactly. Turn one to the right here.
There's no place like the seeing eye. She's right.
Click your toes. Okay.
All right.
Do I get you outside, and then we're
going
to come back inside and get a van key and pull the van up right to the front of the building for us.
I'm so full. I can't believe we're riding this afternoon and I ate all that food.
Oh, turn to me right here. We have the door in front of us and I'm going to open the door up.
Okay. I got it here. It's going to open my way. I got it.
Here's our key.
Let me close it, Matt.
Want to close it, Tony? Yeah. Want to hold on to it? Okay.
I'll close it.
Oh, okay. You're back there. I didn't know that.
Okay, you're going to open that little step here?
Yep, got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can you forward commands?
Yeah,
like
notice
what?
That.
Jeez, God.
And
I'm getting a
right over here.
Command.
Your
oh
right.
My
there's
gosh.
A step right there, Tony. And right to your right is a vent. How's that for you? You okay?
You better hope I don't give you a leash correction.
But we have a problem. Remember, I am the van driver after all. Where is who? I haven't seen him. No. Right there's a chair, Tony, all right? I'm going to go pull the van up.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I'm giving four commands.
You almost got pulled before, didn't you?
I did. Oh, my gosh. See, I haven't done sighted guidance in so long.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man, I feel so freaked out. So weird. This is strange. So you never checked out Andre's website?
No, I don't.
AndreLouis.com. AndreLouis.com.
The computer calls him Andre Louis.
Yeah, it does, but it's pronounced Louis. Don't dare call him Louis. Whatever you do, don't call him Louis.
But that's how John says it.
My name is Louis, not Louis.
Yeah. English. That's the English guy that's doing the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. But man, can that guy ever play? Wow. My goodness. He's got some keyboard talent, I tell you what. He's a man. You thought what?
I thought he was Canadian.
Andre?
Yeah.
Canadians are bad for you, man. I did. Here comes our ride. Don't run over me! No! I don't know.
Wait on David.
All right.
I'll finish my lunch.
Yeah, one at a time, though, I think we're good. And a beautiful day, though.
Yes, it is.
Very pretty day.
It's nice to be here in spring when you can actually wear a short sleeve.
Yeah, I know. Because last time I was here, it was like the middle of winter, and it's like 15 inches of snow everywhere, and it's like, it's cold or something. Really, really chilly.
It almost feels unnatural to me.
I know.
To be here when it's warm.
I know. You come up north and you think, man, it's supposed to be freezing cold here.
Yeah.
Instead, it's like Georgia weather.
Yeah.
Or Florida weather.
Or nice, really, like a winter, Florida winter. This is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, oh, wow. Well. Yes. Holy cow, this is what your winter's like?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
That's what I say. In the winter, we do all the other outdoorsy stuff that we don't do in the summer.
Yeah.
Why not?
Jeez.
Barbecues.
I wonder if that's a flag.
I don't know. It sounds like a flag.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think it is flapping.
Yeah, I hear it now. We're good.
So how do you email the routes?
All you do is copy and paste it, because it's just text. You can copy and paste from right inside Street Talk.
Okay.
Copy it, go open your email, leave the window open, you know, paste it into it.
Okay. I can't find out where it keeps the routes, though.
I think it's under Destinator. I think it's on your Packmate. Let me see. We got time. Watch. I say we got time, and then I'll pull it off. And there they are. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Hey, how's it going? I was gonna show Tony where the roots are stored on the Packmate, and I said we got time, and I said watch. Now when I say we got time, they'll come right out the door, and
you
came right out. Let's see, where are they stored? Let's see. Let me go File Explorer. Get off the flash disk.
I know where it comes.
I don't think it's under applications. It's under Destinator Apps. Yeah, then you go under Destinator, imagine that. Common folder. I think it is Demon Application. Yeah, what does that do? I think it's under Common. Let's see. Roots? What have been? I guess.
FDR, interface folder, no folder. Favorites, waste notes folder. Favorites folder.
Let's see if it's under favorites.
Favorites listed there for digital images 121.
No, I don't think so. These are bitmap images. Hang on, I think it might be.
Common list new activation folder 1.
Let me go back out of this.
Destinator list new copies. Destinator apps list new destinator folder 1.
I think it may be under program files.
Destinator apps, flash disk removal, my documents, programs folder, program files folder.
Bottom line is, you threw them away.
No, let's hope not. You know what, I bet it's under Street Talk. Here we go. Ah, there we go, breadcrumb roots. That's BC roots.
Uh-huh.
Roots, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, never mind, just kidding.
You
folder, temp folder, register destinator application, Smeehawk Eastcoast Red.in stock,
Oh, I didn't know that was in there. Reference document. Let's see. I bet it's under data. Let's see what's under data. Well, it may be on the flashcard then.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's somewhere in here, but I think they have weird extensions. Because I remember seeing this before, and I think they have really weird extensions.
What's the plan for today, David?
We're going to drive around.
Okay.
As to where we're going, that's up to these guys and what their systems tell them.
Okay.
That's close.
But basically, we're going to go.
Basically, he's going to let us drive.
Okay.
And here we'll go to the old mill.
See how much?
Okay.
88%. I got plenty of battery left.
Mark on your port.
Okay.
Then probably.
Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Back to town because these guys want to.
Wait a minute now, you guys got dogs, don't you?
Marsh, Frank, and Buddy.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So you'll be giving me directions on where to go? And
they have dogs,
okay.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
That's their mission.
Sounds good.
We got a bone to pickle y'all.
Yeah. Right there, right? You're going to give me my navigator.
That's right.
I got two navigators here.
You got it. Between us, we should be able to get you lost thoroughly.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I leave it all up to you.
Give it up for technology. Yeah. Woo.
All righty. We ready?
Let's do this.
It's pulled in.
Like Brutus. That's it. Oh, gosh. Getting too over this.
Room to the side of God?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Look, she's grabbing for my arm.
And okay, we're gonna.
I forgot you couldn't see.
We're gonna go
around. I know.
There's an arm. There's an
all
arm.
Right.
Okay, we're gonna be going.
No, she's gonna be. Giving you a leash correction next.
Got the curve in front of you, Tony. You got the curve in front of
you. Yep, got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna go straight ahead.
All right.
Then we're gonna have Darren flip back with Dave.
Okay.
Hey, Darren, so I'm going to have you come over here to the left.
All right. All right.
And the van's right there in front of you. Big
okay.
Open door at the top of the van.
Yep, okay.
Season rep in front of you, you're going to go step up and go to the far back.
Go back left. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
You know what, come?
Yep.
Come on, buddy.
Which one are you going next?
Damn it.
All right.
There
we go.
Okay.
Wow, I got a lot of room back here.
There's the middle seat.
All right.
Big seat back here, so.
Yeah, you bet.
The other one?
No, you want the middle seat? That's the middle seat.
Yeah, that's the middle seat. It's straight ahead from the door.
Yep.
So, I guess, Tony, you need to power up first and get a lock on.
I'm driving
and
now. I got to know this.
I'm just driving now. Uh-oh.
So Tony here is going to give us our first where do we go from here.
Okay. No.
What?
I was going to see if there's anything on the van side.
This is your McKenzie road.
No. Not
you'll have to get your straight talk going and hold your GPS in your hand probably.
Like that. Don't
let
them do that. It was a very nice sound.
You want that sound?
I'm not going to be able to hear your GPS though.
Well, for a while that's not a bad idea. Let's get the chill down.
Well, that's true.
Other circumstances.
Yeah, no, just talking about my job? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean, Krause, the executive director.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He is retiring. He's, I think he's just had enough. Yeah. He's going to Florida. He's moving to Florida. And I didn't know you knew Bob. Well, everybody knows Bob.
I knew Bob for 35 years.
Really? Wow. Okay. Yeah, he was a great boss. He was really, really
good. I'll tell you a quick story about Bob. I met him in the summer of 1971.
Uh-huh.
And I was traveling. I just began traveling to the CEO. I went to the University of Northern Colorado, where he was, had the O&M program.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Right, because he did O&M for years and years.
Yeah. And I went to, at the end of my presentation, I went to say, I want to thank my hosts, Dr. Napier, and his name just wouldn't come to me. I stayed in Greeley for a couple more days until we're done. And I also knew Bob LeDuc, who was at the university, but I met Bob at Western when I was there.
Right.
And so I went from Greeley over to San Francisco, then I came, then I went down to L.A., then I came back to Dulles, where I was going to catch a short hop into Richmond, Virginia, for our AWD meeting. And so I knew Bob and Bob Krause and LeDuc were both on the same flight
from
Dulles into Richmond. So I waited for their flights to come in, and I went to a paging system. So
getting gas.
Okay. I then paged. Would either Bob LeDuc or Bob Krause come and meet their party, such and such. So LeDuc came to meet me. Krause is in the coffee shop, and we're going to meet him there. So I step into the coffee shop, and from all across the coffee shop, here's Krause saying, "At least you remembered our names this time." He just loves telling that story.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy.
Next summer, I went to a conference in Miami, and I went out with five Bobs, a Don, and myself on a fishing trip.
Wow.
Bob Krause, Bob LeDuc, Bob Shuffle, and Bob Mills, and
I bet y'all had fun with that.
And then Don Blosch, who was the head of the program at Western.
Wow.
And so we get out close to the Gulf Stream, and we hooked a North Atlantic sailfish. And the captain said, "I gotta know somebody who wants it before I set the hook." And these five Bobs and Don, all married guys, pointed to me, the single guy, and said, "He'll take it." I tell you, that fish cost me one chunk of change to get it mounted, to get it shipped. Of course, I had to buy everybody a couple rounds of drinks. And,
man.
One expensive dead fish.
Boy, that's funny. You know, Bob was the one who had to tell me that I had to go, and I think it was one of the hardest things he ever had to do.
Yeah. I talked to him a short time before that, and he was fearful of that because he just had a conversation who's the chief? Who's the chief over in Augusta?
Todd Taranski, is what you're thinking of?
Yeah, Todd Taranski.
Todd Taranski,
doesn't look like any more contracts are coming your way because we're doing it all in-house.
So you knew about that.
I know he didn't do it.
So did he specifically talk about me, or?
Just
fearful of some people losing their jobs?
It was said. In fact, I just invited one of your staff persons to come up with the GPS.
Oh, okay. And so he knew it was me because I had talked to him about it. Right. Okay.
If you guys want to set an official point of interest at the main gate, we can have Scott stop there.
Okay. I'll have to get my street talk going. Because I don't have it going yet. satellite. Oh, it's not active. I have to start it up. Not getting a signal right now.
Scott, when you get to the main gate, you can turn the fan down too.
Yeah, because
it's
hard to hear. I'm not getting a signal.
We've got seven satellites up here.
I'm not getting jack back here.
There's a big window right here behind you, so...
GPS receiver.
Where did you clip yours?
On my seatbelt.
Ah! You are something else, I tell you what.
I can hold it back here in the window, too.
Yeah, that may work. Is there a place to put it, or would you just...
I'll just hold it for a moment.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how many satellites I'm getting. Okay, yeah, that'll work. Let me make a... Okay. No signal. Hang on.
Side window and see what that does.
Yeah, that should do it. Main entrance to the seeing eye.
Main entrance to the seeing eye.
Good enough. The car. Okay. Go ahead and just. Okay, I got it.
Okay. So you got a good signal now?
Yeah, it should work.
I'll just keep it over here.
Okay. You don't mind hanging on to it?
No.
Okay.
I got something to do.
Yeah, it is. It's indeed something to do.
So now did your system give just got this direction?
Yeah. It doesn't tell you.
Oh.
Read him your trip window.
It doesn't tell you which way to turn.
It says turn southeast for 755 feet towards Mendham Road.
Okay, but it doesn't tell you which way to turn.
No, it doesn't, and that's the thing.
It doesn't give left, right.
You have to know which direction to go.
There's kind of a T intersection here, so it's...
Turn right.
Yep.
On Mendham Road.
There you go, so it does say.
Here you go. You don't have to hold that thing up yet, because I'm not using mine yet, so
okay.
I don't want you to have to hold it up to the window all the time. Just hang on to it. Okay, so we're going to McKenzie, right? Wow, the cars.
It's coming in the back because the window's open too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think I'll do that.
Success.
Turn on my points of interest. So we got four satellites. Oh, I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
seeing anything right now.
No, just the one school is all there is.
We didn't let out here.
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Why is that?
So let's find a place to pull
Because what happened? Did we pass it?
McKenzie.
Yes.
Okay. We did. Okay. Okay.
He's going to take us back to McKenzie, so you want to load up yours, Daryl.
Mine. Okay. Darren.
Darren.
That's okay. I answered Darren, Daniel, Darren, Derek, whatever.
Consider yourself lucky you're not Fred.
Mr. Duff will work.
Right? That's it, that's it, that's it. Should I go ahead and load up my route or wait till we get there?
Your route. We'll be back at...
Okay.
Back there in just a moment.
Okay, I'll do that. I will be quiet.
You heard King Supermarket. I heard that, and it's in that.
And then that strip mall. Okay.
That strip mall.
I'm gonna turn off my points of interest because I'm getting a lot of jabber. Yeah. Hey, Tony. They have a .dgr extension. The routes. Okay, it's telling me now what we're supposed to do. But we're not there yet, so I'll just wait. It's reading the output window. Oh, it's telling me what to do to get to Old Mill from here.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
So first, I'd like you to... Well, I'm going to sit and take off this earpiece. This is something I learned to do a lot with this thing.
Uh-huh.
I use an earphone a lot to do this. And I use... have you seen this kind of earphone before? Called a surround sound. Instead of being in the ear, it curves around the ear and simply places a speaker outside your ear, but nobody else can hear it.
Ah, you got one of those, do you?
Look over my shoulder here. I'm disconnecting it so you can see where
it is. Okay. Oh, I see.
It curves all around your ear.
Oh,
not just
wow.
Over the top, but all around, so it's not going to fall off.
Can I borrow this?
But it also will keep you from... I only have one right now. But it will also keep you from...
I mean, just for this route.
Right, I understand. Go ahead and take it.
Oh, okay.
Just pull. It also will keep you from...
How in the world do you get it around your ear?
You put it over the top to begin with.
Over the top. Oh, I see.
And your lobe will tuck into the bottom edge of it to keep it from coming off.
Or something like that. Okay, I think I got it.
The one thing you can't use that earphone with is ladies with big earrings. So if you wear dangly earrings, it's a problem.
I don't.
I'm feeling better about you already.
All right. We got that going on for us.
But anyway, so,
Woo,
I was thankful to get that, by the way, if you're interested in getting one of those from the Perkins Braille and Talking Book Library.
I've got one that came with a color detector website. I had some,
yep,
somewhere.
Same idea.
Okay, so should I start?
So first tell us where we're going.
Okay, we're going to Old Mill.
And read through the directions.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second.
GPS monitoring started.
Hang on, I'm in the wrong window here.
Control tab, edit. Your total distance to travel is 6.21 miles.
Total distance is 6.21. Straight on Main Street, 451 yards
towards Cold Hill South Road.
Cold Hill Road. And then
turn right on Cold Hill South Road and travel for
373 yards.
Turn left on Templewick Road slash County Road 646 and travel for 3.98 miles. Turn left on Templewick Road slash County Road 646. Turn left on Templewick Road slash County Road 646 and travel. Turn left on Templewick Road slash County Road 646 and travel for 3.98 miles.
Sorry.
T-U... Hang on. I'm reading the wrong thing. Turn...
A name like Tempwick, I'm not going to jump to conclusions.
T-E-M-P-E... And that's all I can see on my display for some stupid reason.
It's two words. Ah, so the second word is simply... It's too big to fit on the same 20
cells.
Yeah.
T-E-M-P-E... W-I-C-K.
Okay.
I had to pan down.
Understood. Next.
Turn left on Tempwick Road / County Road 646 and travel for 3.98 miles.
Travel for 3.98 miles on that road.
Turn right on Mount Campbell Avenue / US 202 and travel for 1.75 miles.
Avenue and travel for 1.7 miles.
Arrive at destination on Morristown Road / US 202.
Arrive at destination on Morristown Road.
Arrive at destination on Morristown Road / US 202.
US 202.
So the first thing he wants to do is to go out to Main Street and head...
301 yards to turn right, Cold Hills Road.
So it's telling me 306 yards to turn right on Cold Hill Road right now.
And that's
got you. When you go out of here,
do we go left or right out of here? How do you know?
Yeah.
837 meters turn right, Cold Hill Road.
I don't know. It doesn't. I'm doing.
Once he starts going, it'll tell him.
Right.
Now turn it on navigate
mode. Let me get back to Cold Hill Road.
Right. Yeah. I've got that on. I've already got it on. Yeah. I'm doing another hotkey I forgot to tell you guys was Alt C. If you're in route in a car, that tells you the next maneuver to make. And it tells you how far you have to go to make that maneuver. So that's a good hotkey. And it says right now
811
feet to turn right on Cole Hill.
We're still in the parking lot, so we've got to turn left onto Main Street and then we'll be en route.
Yeah. But see, it doesn't know about the parking lot, so. That's why.
If this had been a wrong turn, what would you have expected to happen?
Route recalculation.
Exactly. And since it didn't do that,
okay.
We know where it is.
637 feet to turn right.
411 feet to turn right.
400 feet to turn right.
237 feet to turn right.
200 feet.
237 feet to turn right.
Right turn.
Here's the right turn.
50 feet to turn right, Cold Hill South Road, turn right.
Feet to make a left.
598 feet to turn left, Tempwick Road / County Road 646.
On Tempwick Road.
Okay, that's a cutoff, that's right.
365 feet to turn left.
Okay, we're getting close. 276
feet to turn left, 230 feet to turn left, Tempwick Road / County Road 646.
You want that much feedback? Because it's telling me all kinds of... Okay.
Yep, that's what he said.
Man, I like this earpiece, man. This thing rocks. That's what I need. I'm getting a GPS HDOP over 5... Well, just for a second, then it stopped.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know what that means. I was getting an HDOP message there.
Now he's turning left.
You know, it doesn't tell me to turn left until...
3.95 miles to turn right, Mount Campbell Avenue / US 202.
Oh, that's weird. It never said turn left, but anyway.
3.93 miles
to turn left on Mount Kimmel. So at 2 miles, it should tell you again to turn. Or tell me to tell you again to turn.
From their early American history.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, this is Northern history.
That's okay.
still saying the South shall rise again.
Right. Amen. Come on.
The American girl that befriended a British soldier, and when they were out scouring the neighborhood looking for people, she secreted the British officer and his horse in the attic.
No.
Of her house.
No, I had never heard that story.
Never heard that story.
And his horse?
The young lady's name was Tempy Wick.
Oh my gosh! Freaky! Okay.
And the house is down here on the left.
3.16 times the turnpike up Temple Avenue.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a right turn on Temple. Wick.
Mount Kimble.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking it should have been
Mount Kimble. Yeah, that's right.
We turned the wrong way.
No. We're right. We're right. Next turn. I was wrong.
2.96 miles.
It's 2.96 miles to go.
2.94.
2.94. 2.90.
So how fast are we going? Let's see. Hang on a second. I'll tell you.
Navigation information. Bearing 112. Speed 35.98
miles per hour.
Speed 31.96 miles per hour.
31.
And tell us how you got it.
Speed 41.78.
41. Wait a minute. That's wrong.
Speed 32.74 miles
per hour. See, that's not very accurate because the satellites are moving too.
Speed 36.08 miles per hour.
You do Alt-D for direction. It gives you a list box. You get bearing. You get direction. Our direction is
southeast.
Southeast.
Direction southeast. Speed 32.11.88 feet.
Our altitude is 611.something feet.
Altitude 553.81 feet.
553.18 feet. Yeah.
4.11 miles to destination.
4.11 miles to destination. So. All that fun stuff.
0.18 miles per hour.
Hey. Yeah, I don't think we're getting good signals here. Let's see how many satellites. Okay, I'm getting four satellites.
A lot of tree cover.
Yeah, a lot of tree cover.
Yeah, I'm still getting four, though. 2.09 miles to make a right-hand turn.
Southeast,
let me see.
Southeast,
yep.
Satellites are all backwards, Brian.
Turn around, man! You get northeast? Man, you're messed up! hang on a second.
123.71.
Now it changed!
31.51.
110.67 now. What are you doing? Father, time is on your side.
Navigation information time off. Response direction southeast 106.
We're still going southeast.
Direction southeast.
Yeah.
1.45 miles to turn right. Mountain Avenue. Specialist number 2. 1.40 miles to turn right.
1.40 miles to turn right.
I can't get that.
We are on
Templick Road,
which we already knew. let me say.
In the city of Morristown.
In the city of Morristown.
You are on Templick Road.
We're at Templick Road. That's all it says. You are at Templick Road.
In the city of Morristown.
In the city of Morristown. Beautiful. 1.00 miles. To make a right-hand turn.
0.93 miles to turn right on Temple Avenue.
0.93 miles. Tell because my ears are popping.
You could have looked at elevation.
That's too complicated. I can tell with my ears.
792 yards.
Well, we have dropped considerably from the 600.
Yeah, I bet we have. Let me look.
Navigation info. Speed 35. Point altitude 622.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
Probably down about 300.
Yep. You're right.
Yards right now.
We are going.
Information dialogue. List box. Direction east. 106.
No, we're going east.
Yeah.
Oh
my ears.
Yards.
837 feet.
It changes that quick.
What exactly is bearing?
Compass bearing.
Degrees?
Yeah, degrees. 181 feet.
135 feet to turn right.
135 feet.
80 feet
to turn right.
80 feet turn right.
89 feet to turn right.
89 feet. 89 feet. Yep, 89 feet. Let's see what we got.
What?
We're at the intersection of Tempwick Road and Mount Kimmel.
Can you describe the intersection, Kimmel?
See where we are right now.
Nope. Doesn't do that. Okay.
66 feet to turn right. Mount Kimmel.
Yep, this is our right turn. Yep. Mhm.
1.70 miles to arrive at destination.
1.70 miles to arrive at our destination.
Do you know what side of the street it's on?
No, it doesn't say.
1.60 miles to arrive at destination.
But what I can do is turn on announce POI. I can determine what direction we're going. And then once I deduce what direction we're going, I can turn on announce POI and it'll say west or east, and then we'll know which way to go. So we're facing south, so I'm going to turn on announce POI. And now it'll announce
1.34 miles to arrive at destination.
1.34 miles to go. Boy, I'm really digging this earpiece. This thing is cool. I got to get one of these. In case I can't find mine, I'll have to buy one.
Yeah, I got that.
There's so many restaurants though. You never know it was there until you pass it. 0.95 miles
to arrive at destination.
0.95 miles.
0.95 miles.
202. 0.85 miles to arrive at destination.
89 miles. 89 miles.
Same road has three different names. It's Morristown Road, it's 202, and it's Mount Kimmel Avenue.
Mount Kimmel Avenue.
I'm just getting Mount Kimmel Avenue. There's a Federal Credit Union.
Federal Credit Union.
Federal Credit Union.
Okay,
so Federal
Credit Union.
That's right.
0.68 miles to arrive at destination Morristown Road.
0.68 miles.
That's right.
You got it.
Yeah, there you go.
What is it?
979
yards to arrive at destination.
761
yards. Restaurant, wherever that is.
Go ahead and turn in, Scott, and then go the other way.
Okay, now mine doesn't say you've arrived at your destination, but I'm not getting...
So it stopped giving you more
information. Yeah, it stopped giving me... Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Now, did it say your resignation?
Your resignation, yeah. Actually, I did that a couple weeks ago.
Now it's my turn.
Yep, it's your turn. I'll give you that earpiece back. Okay. Let me cancel my route.
But I want to hear this. Don't plug it in, Brian.
Okay.
Say what?
I said don't plug in your earphone because I want to hear what I can.
Okay, actually turn mine up.
Actually, I can let you hear. Here's the earpiece right here. It goes over your ear and sits outside your ear.
Yeah, we've got
Did I go into roots, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you could have just done a control O.
No, to open a route. I know, I'm just doing it for me.
Oh, okay.
And we're
sorry.
Going to be going to the airport?
Yeah.
So let's stop now here. Okay. Reaching over my shoulder. I can't reach that way. My eyes reach that way. I'm an old man, David. I got a dog nose.
Give it to your dog.
Thank you very much. I got it. Got it. All right, so.
And we can all do back to the seeing eye, right?
Yep.
We all get to do that route.
So. 11.28 miles. This is our longest trip so far.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, he is the instructor.
So we're going to take Maple to Morristown Road.
Okay. We got to backtrack on this road.
Yeah.
Brought us into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're going to go for 7/10 of a mile. I was hoping we weren't dragging any bodies.
There goes the axle.
And then we're going to turn left on Parkview Avenue. Make sure my navigation mode is on. Well, it doesn't like me doing that.
Don't you hate that little boop?
There it is. It's doing it.
Okay.
So we're turning left on Morristown Road.
Actually going to turn away from, I suspect it's going to take us on the highway to get back up.
Here, what I'll do.
I hope that was a good sound.
Yeah, it was. I just turned my Pac-Man on. Feet to turn left. Yeah, I heard that.
And it's hitting roof. The route is being recalculated.
Because we're not quite where it wants us to be yet.
Right.
I don't know why it always goes back to that.
Same, still, if you're not blocking traffic.
Nope. Right now we're in Basking Ridge, which is actually a different county from Morristown.
Oh, really?
Wow. I'm going to turn off points of interest. Well, it won't let me.
I'm going to... you're probably in a dialogue. Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Thanks. Back into the trip window. Now, no, in the trip window is not letting me do that.
That's one. Maybe from there?
Can we do it here? No.
No. Try going to the menus. Oh, so it's not on anyway.
I just had to do it that way because it wouldn't let me do it with the quick key.
Weird. That's strange.
Question is, has it? That's accurate. Right?
Basket. Yeah, your GPS is going, uh-huh. Which airport are we going to?
Morristown Municipal.
Okay. 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 I've got it too, so if you want to hear better.
5.34 miles.
Okay.
And we'll be right on Market Street.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Sure does.
Did yours just recalculate?
Yes, it recalculated.
Okay, mine did too. Okay. So we're turning on Market, or keeping right on Market, I guess.
Keeping right on Market.
Okay.
Wise or something.
It wasn't?
Morgan
That's the same market.
Keep right on Morris Avenue.
Oh, you're after that.
791 yards on that, so I'm not quite sure what happens. It's just bigger than Park Place and being the square. So okay. You have maybe 100 yards, 75 yards, 75 yards, 75 yards.
What if we, why don't we force a recalculation along this route?
Okay, so you see a place where we can take a radical turn?
Yeah, Scott, when you get to McCullough, turn right.
Okay. Is this much different than the Hertz Never Lost?
Oh, yeah. They're all pretty different.
Okay.
These are, again, what we're using different than the other times they've had GPS students come in. Mm-hmm. This one is actually a sighted person's GPS.
Okay.
That we just then speaks to.
Okay.
As in, instead of being a blind person's GPS. That knows that's what they're dealing with. So sometimes the information it gives us is totally nonsensical from my perspective. And that's what we're testing out, all this nonsense.
No, I'm still getting Market Street. Is that where we're still turning right on?
This thing
or keeping right?
This thing actually becomes Market Street.
Oh, okay. So that's why I'm saying that.
There's a lot of
bends.
Yep.
A lot of twists.
Okay. So this just turns into Market Street after so much time, I guess.
Where are we now, guys? Where does it say we are?
Mount Kemmel and Shadow Lane, something like that.
Is that what you're aware of, I said?
35 Sycamore Lane. 484 Mount Kimmel Avenue. City of Morristown. I don't know where it got.
We got a big country club on our right.
I don't have points of interest.
Springbrook?
POIs aren't working.
So what's this intersection?
Now we're at the, to our right is the Mount Kemmel Corporate Center. Kind of down on a hill below us.
I'm just getting Mount Kemmel.
That's the only intersection to be a right turn in. Which would be to them.
St. Paul.
There.
St. Paul, what is that?
Right there is where my name is AT&T. It's their driveway.
And the quick key for knowing the intersection you're at.
Alt-I.
Alt-I, which I did, and goes, doesn't do it for me.
There's one coming right now, and it's actually coming up right now.
Okay. Mount Kemmel Avenue and Rhetoric Place.
Rhetoric Place.
You might still say Mount Kemmel
Avenue.
If you don't do it at the right time, it will. Because right now, Mount Kemmel and Harder Road.
It's passing, yep.
You gotta be dead on it, man. If you're not dead on it, you'll miss it.
With the Alt-I key?
Yeah, you gotta be right on the money.
So, it's all timing.
Yeah, it is.
If you're passing through, you could miss it easily.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing, that's one feature. Yoo-hoo, Freedom Scientific people, if you're listening, you need to add that into Street Talk.
Add what in?
Automatic announcing of intersections.
Little different, but not radically so.
Yeah.
Which
it would still be nice.
Extrapolated out of the information that you'll be given at the time.
Right.
And we'll be talking about that when we start.
Because right now I did Alt-I and I got and Mount Kemmel Avenue, and that's all I got.
A bit better than Quantum.
Clunk.
No matter what I hit, I hit
clunk. Your pack mate doesn't like you, man. That's what I decided.
Like the
what'd you do to it? Throwing it down those stairs. That's what did it, man. He doesn't like you anymore.
Shortcuts for its shortstop.
Yes, that's Scott. Pardon me?
I'm not getting a good.
Are you speaking to Scott, David?
What's that?
Are you speaking to Scott?
No. Oh. Just go ahead and turn right on the color. We'll get up to the next light.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you guys.
Hang on. Number 10, please get right
on. Okay. Getting a good satellite signal.
Let's mine together a little bit later. Mine got twisted.
Hang on.
Yep.
Sports on Market Street.
Is it Exxon?
Red Sox.
Mount Kemmel Exxon. Can you hear that?
The route was recalculated. Now it's calculated route to Airport Road.
Red Sox.
Sitco.
What are you saying right there?
He's talking on his phone.
He's talking on his phone. He's not talking to us.
Red Sox.
How are we supposed to know? He's trying to get the Red Sox score.
I'm trying to.
Stop. Red Sox. Stop. So everybody,
Red Sox.
We really need to know the Red Sox score. This is fine. Dave's a Red Sox fan. Like me.
Red Sox. God.
Are you using China?
These none of these things can handle my voice at all.
Is this telling me you're trying?
Yeah.
1-800 tell me, yeah. So, all right, listen to that beautiful sound.
So now we're off route, right?
Oh, yes, and it recalculated. So I was about to go through.
HDOP the... over 5 meters.
Okay.
Call over to James.
We're still 4.02 miles from there.
I hate that noise.
Sorry, on McCulloch Avenue.
Okay.
That's correct.
Going toward Miller Road.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a historical museum.
No, skip it and go straight to James. I gotta recalculate again.
Oh, gosh. My goodness. It's telling us to turn left on Perry Street, is that what we're doing?
You could, but...
That's what it wants to do.
No. Turn left. Route is recalculated.
Yep.
Now it's recalculated. We're going to go a certain number of feet to turn left on James Street.
James Street, yep.
Yeah, now we'll take a left on James.
Ah, right. It's got it. It's got it.
Left on James. 40 feet to turn left. He's insistent.
If you go...
like that commercial. Have you seen that commercial, Scott? Where the GPS... Yes, just turn left. Where the GPS says, turn left. So the guy turns left. Boom! Crash! Bang! Crash! And then the GPS says, in 50 feet.
Oopsie.
Scott, let's go right up here.
Okay.
See what GPS tells us.
Turn on South Street.
Yeah. Oh, it's saying to turn right.
Oh, it is saying to
turn
right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
600 and something feet.
It's 125
feet to turn right. 24
slash
Calu Cafe.
What is that? 25 feet to turn right. Boy, that was a fast 200 feet. Yeah, there you go. So turn right, it says.
I'm getting 75. Now, Brian, are you getting the HDOP sound?
No.
I am, and I don't know why.
What's your route 24?
Well, you've got a little more metal you're trying to go through back there.
Really? Is that what it is?
I think it must be.
Now we've got an intersection up ahead. What do we do?
It's not getting any direction, Ted. Come on, wake up. It's not going to go right through the intersection.
You're staying right. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Stay right or left?
Staying right. Keeping... Hang on a second. I'm sorry. You're right. Keep left on Madison.
Yeah, keep left on Madison.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, you really do know this place.
Keep this GPS honest.
Yeah. Well, I just couldn't hear it very good. I couldn't tell if it was saying left or right. ATM. There's an ATM. There's an ATM. Anybody need to get some money?
1.45 miles.
Peek ahead and see what it's telling you. What's the next?
Yeah, you can.
You can force it to tell you what the next thing is by simply down arrowing.
So what's it telling you to do?
You're in the,
or you can just do Alt-C, no matter where you are.
Exactly, you can do that quickly.
Which I'm used to.
But not doing quickly is very well, as you know. All I'm getting is...
So yours isn't doing that. Just turn right on Columbia. Morristown Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
No, I'm just getting twonk. No matter what hockey I do, I'm getting twonk.
Twonk is bad for you. Not working.
What's our next turn?
Right on Columbia.
Yeah. Right on Columbia.
Right on Columbia.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying.
About a mile.
Yep. That's what it wants to do.
Right? It's saying right on Columbia?
Uh-huh. Hang on, let's see. And then it wants to stay left on Columbia. Turn left on Algonquin.
Algonquin.
Yeah. Airport Road. Nice. Wow, what have you done to us?
Where it's taking you.
From Airport Road. Arrive at destination on Airport Road.
Did you turn right on Columbia? Did you turn right on Columbia Road?
Just going down Madison Avenue.
Just Madison Avenue. I don't know where.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten there yet.
Left on Madison.
I don't know.
1.45 miles.
You got 0.62 miles to turn right.
Was just recalculated.
Oh, you're making left? What?
Yeah,
that's better.
It's right on Madison.
I think it would take us left on Normandy.
What
are we going
to do? Here's a Wachovia Bank.
And then why don't you turn left on Punchbowl Road?
Yep, that's it, that's it, that's it. I don't know where it was going.
Punchbowl Road.
Punch Bowl Road, yeah, I bet, yeah. Some weddings and such.
Yeah, in 2 weeks should be leaving in 2 hours.
Alright. You know,
if we're running late, I can have her, my family just made us at the Prague. But I think we're going to have time.
Insurance company.
This would be a good idea.
This is...
So it will meet them at the Prague at 7.
This is Madison Avenue and...
Yeah. Punchbowl Road.
Okay.
Punchbowl and Madison, yep.
Thanks, bye.
I'm going to turn left on Park Avenue.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I see where it's taking us now. Park Avenue.
Yep. Well,
it's because we recalculated the route 45 times.
It tells you that? Oh. Bit of useless information. Oh, man. Oh my gosh.
How many times I say, what time is it? And the thing tells me that he doesn't understand that command. By the time we recalculate, we may be so much roadkill. In this, no hands, no feet, no eyes, no life.
going to be turning left on Park.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
And then we're going to be turning right on Columbia.
Right.
In about... in about half a mile. 0159 feet. Kind of precise.
Turning.
Alright, so we got there and...
who wants to calculate?
To where?
Do we want to go to the airport or we want to just turn around from here?
What do you think?
We need to turn around from here and head back to the square.
Okay.
We're supposed to be meeting somebody at the square, yes? Or have we missed that?
No, yeah. They're just going to wrap it up on their own.
Okay.
So we'll go back to the square and give you all a chance to say hello to Morris and Buddy.
Cool.
I want to see that better statue.
I do too.
I saw a very interesting statue.
We can put a GPS favorite on it. Right on the dang statue.
Statue the other day, David.
What's that?
I saw a very interesting statue the other day. Yeah. It was put up in 2004. It's a statue. Players parking lot.
Oh, wonderful. Splendid splitter. Splitter
splendid
or splinter?
Splinter.
Yeah.
The,
okay. So that's all we're doing as far as GPS stuff, I guess.
For today, yep.
Okay.
For today. I want to...
So do you want to report?
What, I wanted to know what you think of what it was doing.
Okay.
You too.
So that will do it.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.